marcia del sole valentiano.
Thank you. Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros. Pam pam pi pa pa pum pam pam. Pam pam pi pa pa pum pam pam. There's a poor cat named Gonga Joe. Got a crazy bat down in Borneo. His little black feet to his fuzzy duck tail. He's a gone cool cat with a jungle quail. Pom 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 pom. Little black Minnie, her hair on a bone, moving in a corner rocking all alone. She says that's Joe, my steady date, for an itsy bitsy pygmy he can navigate. Bum 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 bee, bum 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 bum. Bum 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 bee, bum 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 bum. Dragon and a dragon let their elbows knock. Pygmy village party to the jungle rock. Babbles laughing in a treetop stall, shrieking and a grinning and a having a ball. Bum 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 bee, bum 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 bum. Funny little monkey swinging into the crowd, jiggling and a wriggling and a yelling out loud. Tiger comes a dancing and a prancing by, drinking nappy juices makes a tiger cry. Bum 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 bum. Gonga Joe and Minnie go at it all alone. Pygmy cats are drumming on a white leg bone. Jungle Moon is jumping, the lions roar, for Gonga Joe and Minnie do it just once more. Bum-bum-bum-bee, bum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Bum-bum-bum-bee, bum-bum-bum-bum. Bum-bum-bum-bee, bum-bum-bum-bum. Bum-bum-bum-bee, bum-bum-bum-bum.
You're going to listen to eclectic dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday, 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zeus.
Well, I may be a robot, but I'm macking. All the ladies think I'm vibrating action. MCs, a beat, diss, and technology. I may be made of metal like a griddle or a kettle, but I'll break it off and kick it like a rapid freaking devil. All the brothers call me key. I'm one of the ladies and we as a road of sex. You don't want what I got, cause sucker wants a sign, I don't stop. And you don't want what I got, cause you'll never beat a motherfucking rap bot. The synthesizer lyric, calculate the time. I got a built-in MIDI out digital mind. 1 million gigabytes digital mind. I said what? What? I said a digital mind. All the pretty ladies, all the groupies and sororities are going all night long with me cause all I think are batteries. You don't want what I got, cause sucker wants to start, I don't stop. And you don't want what I got, how you gonna beat a freaking robot, huh? I got a laser thing and a blinking light. I'm like some kind of rapper, Swiss Army knife. I got a toaster, what, to make a sandwich. I did not mention I can rap in any language. I was programmed to succeed and conquer every MC that I meet and download nasty fat ass beats. And anything less I shall delete all systems. Step 1, 2, 1, 3. My hard drive's reaping lightning speed.
In my heart.
Nose Hair Lip Gland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
The sidewalk with my bucket and my bail. Find some kindness for the blindness that believes you wish me well.
In the dark.
see me on the sidewalk with my bucket and my veil. Find some kindness for the blindness that believes you wish me well.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Peaceful. I'm not quite Hey guys, and welcome. Hey guys, and welcome back to Spotlight on the Bay, episode 2. I'm really excited about today's episode. It was inspired by recent conversations I've had and a movie that I recently watched that got me curious and more excited about the 90s. I feel like a 90s baby because I was born in 2000, but actually I'm just more like millennial, Gen Z, like a zillennial. But anyways, the 90s, a riveting time. This is a decade that didn't just make great music and iconic movies, but art was used to reflect who our society was, how we identified ourselves, and the things we cared about, and reflecting the changes going on all around us. We want to talk about what life was like before social media, how soundtracks and singles from works like Pulp Fiction, Clueless, and more became iconic. They carried the grunge, hip-hop, alt-rock, and pop into the mainstream. Movies reflected societal tensions, including The Matrix, Forrest Gump, and Titanic. So I'm really excited to get more into it. Stay tuned and enjoy. I'm back with some commentary. Let's talk about these songs from film soundtracks. Very memorable ones that left a lasting emotional impact on society then and today. So a few of the movies or movie soundtracks that I'm referencing are from Trainspotting from 96, Pulp Fiction 94, Reality Bites 94, and give me a second. Clueless 95, Romeo and Juliet 96, Titanic 97, Boys in the Hood 91, Poetic Justice 93, Forrest Gump 94. Okay, so the songs from the movie Trainspotting, I chose this one based off some research, and this soundtrack is a cultural milestone that mixes Britpop, techno, and rock to reflect the restless energy and subcultural rebellion of 90s youth in Britain. Tracks like Iggy's Pop and Lust for Life set the tone for the film's frenetic portrayal of drugs, rebellion, and disconnection, music mirroring the era's gritty, unsanitized realities. Pulp Fiction, directed by Tarantino, the soundtrack stitched together is a mix of surf, rock, soul, and retro tracks that weren't just cool, they contextualized older music into a new cultural moment. Songs like Monsieur Lou, I think that's how you say that, helped define the film's eclectic mix of style and genre-bending storytelling. Showing how music could reshape the mood and identity of narrative cinema. Reality Bites, this soundtrack became a Gen X anthem, blending alternative rock and grunge to encapsulate the hopes, frustration, and uncertainties of young adults navigating work, love, and identity in a changing world. Lisa Leoib's Stay, I Miss You became a breakout hit, symbolizing an entire generation's voice. Clueless, from 1995, the soundtrack captured the mid-90s youth culture with an upbeat and alternative tracks. Songs like No Doubts, Just a Girl not only set the tone for the film's playful exploration of identity and social norms, but also mirrored broader cultural conversations about empowerment and style. Romeo and Juliet, Baz Luhrmann's bold modern take on Shakespeare, paired an explosive sound choice like The Cardigans' Love Fool with intense visuals, turning the soundtrack into a defining element of 90s youth romance and rebellion. It used contemporary music to make a classic story feel urgent and immediate. Titanic in 1997. While sweeping romance at its core, the film's iconic ballad, My Heart Will Go On, became a global cultural phenomenon, transcending the movie to become one of the best-selling songs of the decade, showing how soundtracks could capture universal emotion beyond just soundtrack for a scene. Boys in the Hood, not always remembered for chart-topping soundtrack, this film's use of music from artists like Ice Cube and Tevin Campbell underscored its unflinching depiction of young black life in the early 90s, L.A., tying hip-hop and rap and R&B directly to socio-political storytelling. Poetic Justice, featuring contributions by Janet Jackson, Tupac Shakur. The soundtrack blended hip-hop and R&B that reflected themes of grief, resilience, and love, making music a parallel emotional narrative within the film. The diverse soundtrack stitched together songs for Forrest Gump from Elvis Presley to Bob Dylan, effectively turning the film into a musical tour through American cultural history. Rather than just background music, the songs mirror generational change, memory, and nostalgia. These examples show that in the 90s, soundtracks weren't just accompanying visuals. They often expanded emotional and cultural impact on a story. Music helped define genres, connect audience to social realities, and echo broader cultural conversations about identity, belonging, and change. Whether it was streetwise hip-hop, grunge, and alt-rock, or sweeping pop ballads, the songs chosen reflect not only the tone of films, but the values and issues of the decade itself. And with that, we're going to enjoy the rest of this epic 90s playlist.